Raptors back in action tonight down at the ACC. The Pelicans are in town. You got to get that right. The Pelicans. And they've got probably the most dominant front court in the NBA. Boogie Cousins, Anthony Davis. It will not be an easy matchup for the Raps tonight. You can hear the game right here on TSN 1050. And we head down to the ACC now. And joining us on the Maple Toyota Hotline is our good buddy, Jack Armstrong. What's happening, Jack?
I'm doing great. Brian, how are you? And, are the guys there with you?
Well, we're here, Jack.
The boys a three-man show, buddy.
Bacardi!
He's fired
the
up.
The garbage out of here!
There you go! what do you think of this handle, the Pelicans? I mean, it doesn't sit right with me. I know it's been a couple of years, but I'm still not a fan of the New Orleans Pelicans.
Well, I'm with you there. You know, now originally, as you know, it was the New Orleans Jazz, and then they moved to Salt Lake City. So they turned their watch back 20 years and moved to Salt Lake. And, you know, so that name doesn't really fit Utah.
No.
And then they took the Hornets with them from Charlotte, which I don't think was a good fit either. But I guess I'm not a real expert on it, but I guess evidently the some Pelican has some association with the state of Louisiana, or I don't really know the whole deal, but I still say New Orleans Jazz or New Orleans Hornets before I say Pelicans. So, but here we are, and they are loaded in terms of their front court, as you mentioned, and they're very, very good, and they're 5-2 on the road right now. So this is a difficult game for the Raptors tonight.
Jack, as far as the Raps offense, and it's this new offense revamped, I heard something the other day, and it was Kyle Lowry. He's like, I don't get as many touches. Is that something that is going to be a problem going forward? Because I know talented players, they always want the ball. They want to run the power play. And this early on, when he's saying, I don't get the ball enough, I know he was just talking about the new offense and how it's structured. But can you see this blowing up to a point where he's pissed off and not happy about the way it's working?
It could happen. I think he's been really good so far in terms of getting the other guys involved and being very selfless in his approach. I think his numbers are down a little bit. He's not off to a great start.
Well, his playing time's down too, isn't it?
Yes, exactly. And I was just going to say that. I think that has a lot to do with it. I think they're trying to kind of ease him into the season and understand that it's a long year and they want to pace him a little bit. And they're also trying to kind of spread the ball around a little bit more and not be as predictable on offense as they've been. And that's been an issue for them when they've gotten into playoffs based upon their ISO-heavy approach and people really loading up defensively on two guys. So I think the long-term approach is the right one. But I think for guys that are very good players that have been to All-Star games, they've gotten there because this kind of offense that they were in has helped them get to that. But, you know, the great Greg Popovich has a terrific line, and that is this. At some point, guys have to get over themselves, and it's all about the team. And if you're not over yourself, I don't want you on my team. And if you look at San Antonio, he's got guys that are completely over themselves. And I think for the Raptors, I don't care if it's Kyle Lowry, DeMar DeRozan, Serge Ibaka, Jonas Valanciunas, whoever. If they're going to take the next step and be really good this year, guys can't be caught up in themselves. They got to be caught up in the name on the front of the shirt and helping the team win, because they've already been paid handsomely, and it's all good in their world. So now it's a matter of working through that. On the other hand, from a coaching staff perspective, you got to manage egos, and you got to do a great sales job. Coaching is salesmanship. And you got to get behind closed doors with certain guys and sell them on your vision and sell them on their roles. And then other times you got to have conflict. You got to be willing to tell a guy, hey, buddy, either you do it this way or I'm putting your butt on the bench and you'll figure it out the other way. So, and then obviously that coach has to have the full backing of management and ownership, which this coach does. So it's just a matter of working through those things.
I'm kind of a glass half full optimist when it comes to the way this offense is working out, because we know the whole league is trending towards shooting more threes. The Raptors are in that same boat, yet their three-point shooting percentage is one of the worst in the NBA.
Second to worst. They're 29th out of 30. They're 29th. All
exactly. JP had a big one the other day.
He did, and he showboated all the way down the court. I supported that move. When the big man hits a three, he should appreciate that. I certainly did. But you're right. I mean, a couple of days ago, prior to the Lakers just throwing up bricks in Boston, I believe the Raptors were, in fact, 30th.
Correct.
Yet they're still scoring points. They're a top 10 offense, or at least a top half of the league in terms of offense. They're winning some games. Once they start hitting threes, I mean, I think their offense can take off, Jack.
Well, Brian, I agree. The question is going to be this. Do they have enough organizational depth in terms of guys that are actually fundamentally skilled and talented shooters on a daily basis? It's not a guy that, you know, for a month is going to hit 320 and then the next month hits 240. You know, guys always find their level. And to me, I just based upon what I've seen so far, and again, I think Lowry's going to shoot it better, but I think they probably need one more shooter on this roster. I would feel so much more comfortable if they want to play this way and win this way. Then I think roster-wise, it would really be a good thing for them somehow, some way, if they could pick up one more guy who could stretch the floor in this style. You have five bigs. I don't know if you can have room to play five bigs every night, and they have five pretty good big men. And maybe that's a chip. I don't know. But somehow, some way, they got to figure out a way to either get these guys better. And that's hard to do in season. You could talk all you want about developmental, this, that, the other thing. But fatigue sets in. You got to give guys time off. And it's hard to get all those extra reps that really get you over the hump as a shooter in season. So I think, again, that talent level matters. And I think, to me personally, I think getting one more guy that could be a shot maker in this style would really, really help. If they have that eventually, I think they could be a good team.
Raptors Pelicans tonight down at the ACC. You can hear it right here on TSN 1050. We're chatting with our good buddy Jack Armstrong.
Jack, in hockey, by U.S. Thanksgiving, it's usually about 20, just over 20 games played by a team. That's when you're pretty much able to judge what a team's all about.
You just hit the nail on the head.
What is it for basketball?
Same
thing. And where do you think the Raptors are headed?
You hit the nail on the head. It's same exact thing. I've always been a big believer, just like you, that after 20, you can gauge a player, both good and bad, you know, growth or regression. And I think you could do the same thing with a team, that after 20, you could sense that, you know, there's something here. Or, oh boy, you know, they better start thinking long and hard about where they're going. So I think 20 is the magic number. And, you know, if you look at the next 10 for the Raptors, you know, there's some difficult games. There's a lot of road games coming up. They're playing a road-heavy early part of their schedule. So, and the other thing I mentioned is, you know, when you try to play three-point heavy ball, and you play on the road a lot, traditionally you don't shoot it as well away from home that you do at home. I just think comfort level, shooting background, the whole thing, I think really makes a difference. And so for me personally, I think this next 10-game stretch will give you a better insight. At the same time, we all have to understand that the schedule is more road-heavy between now and like January 10th or so. They're going to be playing a ton of road games.
Well, you mentioned team evaluation, but also individual player evaluation. And listen, I know what DeMar is. I know what Kyle is. We'll see how he fits into the offense and where that's going to take us. But I was a little bit anxious coming into the season to see how Dwayne Casey would utilize the young players, because he was forced into it. You know, Patterson was gone, Damari was gone, Corey was gone. He wasn't going to the vets because he doesn't have the vets on the bench. And I've been impressed with Poeltl, with DeLon Wright, Siakam's defensive efficiency. How would you handicap the chances of what we've seen through the first 10 games of the kids carrying over for the remainder of the season?
I like it. You know, you mentioned DeLon Wright and Jakob Poeltl, Pascal Siakam. I think Lucas Nogueira has done a really nice job when he's played this year. I think he's a little more consistent and steady in his play. He's improved. I look at you know, the kid OG. He's a good looking young player. I mean, he defends multiple positions. He's a good passer. I think he's like 15 assists or 2 turnovers on the season, which is remarkable because young players always make a ton of mistakes. So I think it says a lot about his basketball IQ and aptitude and awareness level. You know, Fred VanVleet's had a few good signs in certain games. So I give Dwayne credit, a lot of credit for being so patient and playing these guys. And, you know, here's the bottom line. It's you have Ibaka, Lowry, DeRozan, Valanciunas, C.J. Miles. Like, those guys are ready to help you win now. And then you got all these young guys you're playing as well. And that's going to affect your one-loss record. You're not going to win as many games early in the year when you're trying to develop a lot of guys. And, you know, either you're contending to win the East or you're trying to contend to win the East and build at the same time. And I think the Raptors right now, I think they'd like to contend to win the East, but they're also developing young guys. But, you know, if you're up in Boston, you could say, well, they're playing
right.
2 young players. But the difference is, I'll say this, and there's a reason why guys get drafted high and reason why other guys don't. Tatum and Brown, 2 young players that are playing very well for them, you know, are top 5 picks. So let's be real. I mean, you know, when a player is rated a 4+, a 5-, a 5-star player versus a guy that might be a 3 or a 3+, you know, there's a reason. You know, I used to always joke, if we were all such great coaches, why did we recruit so hard? I mean, why do certain college programs cheat their tails off to get a player? Because the guy's a difference maker.
Right.
And it's the same thing at the pro level. I mean, why do people fall head over heels over a guy like a Connor McDavid or a Austin Matthews or whatever? Because there are certain guys that make a difference. So it's one thing to play a lot of good young players, but there's a difference between being good, very good, and elite. And the question for the Raptors is they have a lot of good young players, but will any of them become difference players, starters, legitimate guys in this league? We don't know that yet.
We're head over heels for you, Jack. Thanks for doing this, buddy.
You're the best.
Well, thanks so much. I appreciate that. The check's in the mail.
Attaboy, Jack. Enjoy the call tonight, buddy.
All right, boys. Get there. Get a bitch out of here. Yeah.
Jack Armstrong joining us on the Maple Toyota Hotline. Check out the new 2018s and get rates starting at 0%. Plus, receive 5,000 Aeroplan miles with every purchase. MapleToyota.com. Raps Pelicans right here on TSN Radio tonight.